It's the Who's On First Baseball Show with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson.
The fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Talking all things baseball on the Coach's Corner Sports Network.
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
And here we are, the coach and the baseball fanatic. Fans, it's the coach, it's the baseball fanatic, and you know, you're listening to the Who's On First Base baseball podcast for July 6th, 2021, and it's all presented by Coach's Corner because it's all part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network. That's right. We got five shows on the Coach's Corner Sports Network. Remember, tonight, 6 o'clock till 7 o'clock on Facebook Live, on YouTube Live, rubbing and grubbing with the Atlanta man, Brandon Bain, talking all things NASCAR. You want to talk some sports? You want to talk some race cars? Listen to Brandon Bain every Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. I'll be back on Saturday morning, 9 to 11, with the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Then, of course, we had the 19th hole with the Herb Brothers for the Masters way back in April. We're trying to convince them to do another show, but right now, 4 days straight doing a show is pretty tough. So that's the 19th hole. You can go watch it. It's on YouTube. It was unbelievable. Two podcasts. Of course, we got the Hot Grits podcast. Been around for 74 episodes. Spencer Maddox, Travis Jadon do a great job. They talk everything. They'll talk about the Hawks, how they blew it. They'll talk about the problems going on in the NBA with the sportscasters fighting it. They'll talk about whatever's happening in sports. These guys break it down, and you'll love it. You'll laugh all night long. But remember, it's a little adultish. And then of yours truly, it's the Who's On First Base baseball podcast, episode 12, with the coach and the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson. Kyle, how's it going, buddy?
It's going good, Coach. We're leading up to the All-Star break. We got a lot to talk about. A lot has happened since last week. We had a lot of fun, and I'm ready to get at it tonight. So why don't you give us tonight's lineup?
And that's right. Tonight's lineup, every episode we play 4 innings. First inning, we break down what's going on in Major League Baseball. We'll talk about the races. We're going to talk about All-Star snubs like we do every year. We'll talk about the good things that are happening in baseball. I mean, everybody talks about the bad things. I can't help it. People have sticky fingers. Then we'll get into the second inning. Second inning, we'll break down the Braves. It's our Braves focus. We'll talk everything Braves, good, bad, the ugly. We'll go from there. They just can't get to 500. Okay, in the third inning, we talk about the Savannah Bananas and local players. We're going to concentrate a little more on Savannah Bananas tonight. We don't have a guest from the Savannah Bananas organization because they're on the road playing some baseball. But then we'll take it out. In the fourth inning, we go to trivia. Yes, that's right. He's 7-2-2. It's the 12th show. But, people, did you know he had 117 straight? And I finally broke the streak this year. So I'm pretty happy. I got 2 wins. I'll take it. But anyway, let's play ball. Major League Baseball. It's the All-Star break. And somebody out there always gets snubbed.
Whew.
Kick it Taylor's off, buddy.
Time. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to kick this off for you, Coach. There was a great article in the Sporting News. And, you know, I'm looking over. And I agreed with a lot of their snubs. And let me give you a little bit of my thoughts. So I'm going to give you the first player that I thought was snubbed. He's a right-handed pitcher from the Oakland A's. Been a solid starter the last 2 years of their playoff runs, Chris Bassitt. He's had 17 starts this season, and only 4 of them he's had more than 2 earned runs. He's sitting in 6th in the American League right now with a 3.09 ERA in a very pitching-laden American League right now, pitching rich. And he's not getting that call to go to Colorado. So tough break for Chris, but heck of a first half.
Well, maybe get to throw some pitching over there in the National League because we know one of our favorite teams needs some pitching. Oh, I didn't say that. But anyway, let's talk about a local boy that roams the field for the Minnesota Twins. He's out of Appling County High School, a Pirate, but now he's a Twin, Byron Buxton. Yes, Kyle, I know he's only played 27 games. But, I mean, he's probably the 23rd best baseball player right now this year in Major League Baseball, and he gets snubbed. I mean, he in 27 games, 10 home runs, 5 stolen bases, while posting a ridiculous .369 batting average, and you're not taking him? I mean, I don't understand this. A local boy, southeastern Georgia boy, getting snubbed. He's not going to the Colorado Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, he's just not making it this year. But, yeah, like you said, he's slugging over 7. He gets on base at a .400 clip. He's getting it done. But I think the small sample size because of injury might hurt him a little bit. But don't be surprised if Mr. Buxton will be featured in a few more All-Star games along the way. My next one, I go over to a closer that's, you know, been overlooked and has been an absolute stud in keeping the New York Mets in a lot of these ball games and keeping them in first place with a four-game lead. That's Edwin Diaz. He's 17 out of 18 in save percentage. It's a stat that gets me. No home runs allowed. That guy can flat out mow guys down. He gets ground balls. He's doing the job, but he's not going.
I mean, you know, people can have unbelievable – we've talked about this. Of course, the fans vote for the starters. But then you got baseball players, baseball coaches, baseball managers with a lot of knowledge, and they pick these guys.
Yeah,
they're
voting for the pitchers and the reserves.
It's ridiculous. And, you know, you're talking about another pitch that's getting on the snipe. We don't know many Tampa Bay Devil Rays, buddy. Okay? I got to go with Tyler Glass now. I mean, how could you not pick this guy?
I think the big reason of it is his big injury, you know, that is just flat out taking him out of this season, you know, but he was putting up all-star numbers. It's very frustrating. It'd be nice to give him kind of an honorary thing, even though there is no way he's going to be able to go after that injury he had. Frustrating to see for a really talented pitcher.
2.66 ERA in 88 innings pitched. He's a starter.
Yeah, no doubt. He goes out there. He's a workhorse. He's been, you know, literally the ace of that staff. Just flat out, you know, got injured, and it was a terrible thing. And, yeah, it would have been nice if he would have, you know, gotten a chance. But, I mean, he'd just be going there as an honorary member. But let me tell you this. So we talk about, you know, the Astros having, you know, four representatives in there. And one of their most talented players got the snub. Yuli Gurriel at first base. He walks a ton. He's batting .322. You know, he's, you know, ops of .884. You know, gets on base a ton. He's got some power. But I mean, those are the breaks. I mean, you look at the guys that are on the fringe that could be there. And I mean, with an injury, yes, he could probably be there at the All-Star game, but he's getting overlooked too.
Well, Matt Olson for the Athletics is having an unbelievable year. I think he just announced yesterday that he's going to be in the home run.
He's doing the Derby. Yeah, he did. He said that yesterday. He's doing it. Matt Olson. The two Matts out west, Matt Chapman and Matt Olson. What a fun combination there in the infield. Guys that can hit and guys that can flat out field. And, yeah, he's just not making the cut. I mean, this is a star-laden, you know, all-star game, which is the way it should be. But you're going to get some great players pretty much any other year would at least be on the bench.
All right. I'm going to let you talk about him. Max got cut. Max didn't make it. Max Scherzer. I mean, how do you do this?
Yeah, you look at a, you know, multiple Cy Young winner, and, you know, he's striking out, you know, 12 per 9 right now on average. He's got a 2.10 ERA, and he's not making the trip. And honestly, I mean, you know, it's frustrating not to have that feather in the cap, but, I mean, for, you know, if you're trying to stay in the pennant race, he's probably happy he doesn't have to make the trip, but it would be nice to have that, you know, honorary, you know, just that attaboy right there.
Well, hopefully this is still going strong here, but I'm out of my major league snubs. You got any more that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I got one last one that frustrates me just because he's a World Series champ and a veteran that continues to play well on one of the best teams in baseball, and that is Justin Turner, 295. You know, he still gets on base at a 388 clip and 13 home runs. And, I mean, and I know, you know, a guy like, you know, Manny Machado also got snubbed. But at the same time, you know, he's only had one All-Star appearance. So that just tells you, you know, how talent-laden that NL West is, you know, that he doesn't even get a look as a reserve.
You're complaining about third base when you have a cubby on third base? I'd be so happy because it was, you know, you got Chris Bryant there.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy he got in, no doubt. I still think that Justin Turner deserved a look. But, hey, whatever. Stacked at third in the National League. Those are the breaks. But those are the snubs.
All right, quickly, let's go around the horn with the leaders at the All-Star break. We've been saying it all along. We did a lot of good. That was a lot of fun last week when we did yay and nay. So, quickly.
I enjoyed that.
Quickly, you know, we're out on mark for this first segment. What do you think? You think all six teams are going to hold up or it's not going to last?
Honestly, the teams right now that I think are in first place, I think the East is still too tight and I still don't think, you know, it's talent laden enough. I think we're going to have to wait and see on that. But right now, let's go around really quick and look at where we're at. Well, I'm going to start in the National League. Let's go Senior Circuit, National League East. The Mets have a four-game lead over Washington right now, but it is a tight lead. The Braves are there. Philadelphia is there. And don't count out the Marlins. So, I mean, they're going to be mixing it up, and there's going to be a lot of spoilers. This is a division that we expected to be way better, and it just flat out isn't. But the Mets are getting it done going into the break.
But like you said, you got four teams hanging around that 500 mark, and you never know what's going to happen. I know we're over 81 games. We're over the halfway point, but you never know what's going to happen. You don't know who's going to go on a 10-game, 13-game winning streak.
This is the last big week before the All-Star game. So, I mean, you got really some decisions to make if you have a bad week.
And you don't know, and you never know about the dog days of the summer.
You don't know when you get into August. Who knows? And you know, trade deadline, we get a few weeks away. But let's keep this.
Let's go into the dog division of the NL. We got to talk about the Central.
Well, I got to tell you, I thought that the East is pretty doggish as well. But going into the Central, man, has anybody been hotter than the Brew Crew? They've really ruined my last 2 weeks. I'll tell you that right now. They got a 6-game lead. They're 8-2 in their last 10. They get a double-digit win streak with that great pitching staff and getting some really timely hitting from guys you didn't expect. I mean, you're still missing guys like Lorenzo Cain. Christian Yelich has just come back from the DL, and the Cubs have gone on an unbelievable swoon that I haven't seen in quite a while. Cincinnati's played some good ball of late. The Cardinals are still kind of in the doldrums. I hate to say it, but yeah, Milwaukee, it's their division to win. They got that 6-game lead going into tonight. It's crazy right now, but you look at the rest of the schedule for most of these teams, and they're going to be beating each other on the head. So we'll see what happens. Now,
go out to the West. The Giants are hanging on.
The Giants are hanging on half a game over the Dodgers. The Padres are only 4.5 games back right now going into today. And I mean, it's a dogfight. This is going to be a dogfight. It's fun. San Francisco's proven themselves a bona fide, you know, player in the postseason. You're going to see, you could possibly see three teams from this division go to the postseason. I still say the Dodgers are going to find their legs. I truly believe that. But they still got a half game lead. And that wraps up the National League.
Quick, all right. Let's go to the American League. We'll stay out West. But every division leader in the AL has a 3.5 game lead or more, which is a bigger cushion that we saw over there in the NL. So we'll start with the Astros and the Athletics, and the Mariners are over 500 also. The Angels are 500. That West Division, I mean, you got four teams.
That's a fun division.
500. Oh, it's a very good division.
It's a lot of fun. Houston's got a 3.5 game lead over Oakland right now. But, I mean, you can't count out Oakland. Seattle is my surprise team. They got some pieces there. May not be this year, but they got some pieces there.
And they get to play the Yankees.
A lot of fun to watch.
They get to play the Yankees the next 3 games, too. So
well, we'll get into that. So we're going to head to the Central right now. And, I mean, I just kept thinking this was going to happen. Even though the White Sox have lost 3 in a row, they're still got a 6-game lead over the Cleveland Indians. They're at 500 over their last 10 right now, 5-5. They're the team to beat. I really think, even though they lost Yasmani Grandal today for the next 4 to 6 weeks, very frustrating. He's having an unbelievable year behind the plate for the Sox. That's still the best team in the Central, no doubt. No doubt.
And they got the third best record at home, too, behind the Mets and the Giants.
No doubt.
So it's going to be interesting. We'll see if Terry Francona can get them going with that young pitching staff. So, all right.
Well, okay. No, you're thinking of another. You're thinking of Tony La Russa.
No, I'm thinking about Francona catching him. I don't want La Russa. La Russa, don't get me started with La Russa. Remember.
No, I just wanted to mess with you.
Yeah. Don't get me started, okay? All right. So let's go to the AL East. Let's wrap up this first inning. Okay. So Red Sox are still holding strong. 4.5 game lead over the Devil Rays. Okay. And then the Blue Jays are right there. And the Yankees are just fodder. They're just fodder. Oh. I mean,
I don't know what the Yankees are going to do, but let's focus on the Red Sox. They've been on a tear, 9-1 in their last 10, 4.5 over Tampa Bay. And, Toronto's been a fun team. That was another surprise team. I was actually going to throw in a couple of those. Toronto's been a fun team. They might be buyers trying to look at that wild card spot because I don't think, you know, they're going to be able to overcome Tampa Bay or the Red Sox right now. And the Yankees are going to have some interesting decisions to make in a couple of weeks right now, but Boston's holding strong.
Fire the general manager, not the coach. The general manager put this Yankee team together. We have no speed. We have no left-handed hitters. We have pitchers that can't keep their fingers clean. And, of course, we just got long ball hitters that don't know how to hit to the other side when you put a shift on them. Okay, I'm done off that soapbox. All right, so we'll see what happens. All right, once again, the Who's on First Base baseball podcast with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson. And it's all presented by the Coach's Corner Sports Network, okay? So remember, tonight, 6 o'clock, you can listen to Rubbin' and Grubbin' with Atlanta man Brandon Bain. Get all your NASCAR news you need to go. All right, second inning, Braves focus. Inconsistent. They're at it again. They score 20 runs. They win by a football score, and they come back, and they can't do anything the next night. And then they got to bring in a pinch hitter who's a pitcher. He comes up with a big hit. They win in extra innings, and then he comes back the next night, and he gets blown away by the Pirates. They're just fried. Not freed. They're fried.
Well played, sir. So at any rate, the Braves right now, yeah, it's an up-and-down season, which is why they've been hovering around the 500 mark this entire season. They're 41-43 going into tonight. They get clobbered by the Pittsburgh Pirates, you know, they're 4.5 games back in New York right now. And they're 6-4 in their last 10. I'm trying to look at some positives here because there are some good things to look at. They're going to be a team that's going to add at the deadline. Now, they have a good opportunity right now, especially getting rolling this week. They have Ian Anderson. He'll be pitching, you know, Tuesday night. And hopefully they can go ahead and try to get back to the 500 mark. They certainly have the opportunity to do this. But a couple of accolades to hand out to the Braves as we head into the last week before the break. Ozzie Albies just been scrapping away, having a big week, hitting the long ball. Player of the week for the first time in his career. He's batted 400 last week, 3 homers, 13 RBIs, including that monster game last Wednesday, 5-for-6, 7 ribbies, and he hits 2 home runs against the hated Mets. So great honor for Ozzie Albies. And he also got named to a second All-Star team. So we got some Braves All-Stars to talk about.
And we're talking about first, he becomes the first player in Braves history since 1966 with at least 5 hits and 7 RBIs in a single game.
That's right.
And you know what another bright spot is? Freddie Freeman. All these haters. Oh, Freddie Freeman can't play. Freddie Freeman can't do this. He's MVP last year. He's not doing it this year. The guy is red hot.
He's red hot. And we talked about it last week, Coach. He's been okay. He still gets on base a ton, but he's finally been grinding. And, you know, he just said that. He said, you know, he's been grinding and he just feels like he's getting back to form. He was quoted the other day, you know, and he feels good, you know, and it's good to find that rhythm going into the last week before the end of the first half. So that's the fifth All-Star game appearance for Freddie. And of course, Ronald Acuña just keeps doing what Ronald Acuña does. Ronald Acuña Jr., he is starting and this is his second All-Star game and he just keeps hitting moonshots, giving you great defense. The kid can do it all. It's just been a lot of fun. And, I mean, good honor for these three guys. And, you know, so we got 3 Braves going to Colorado. Would have been a little bit more fun if it would have been in Atlanta. But, you know, hey, they're going to the All-Star game. Great honor for these guys.
You know, and another one I got to speak about that I think, you know, we had a guest on, and they told us that Dansby Swanson wasn't worth it. The guy's been consistent since that guy said that. I'm telling you right now. He's raised his average up. I mean, in 12 games, he's 5-for-19, 5 home runs. He's batting .362. So there are some bright spots in the Braves lineup.
No, there really is. I mean,
let's not go out to the bullpen.
No, we're not doing that. But I mean, I'll tell you this right now, and this is the thing that I truly believe in with the Braves right now. Okay, let's get some rest. Let's get some health. Let's, you know, let the big three go get their accolades out in Colorado. They will be buyers. Alex Anthopoulos, they will be buyers. This is a weak division with a young, powerful core and, you know, last year's MVP in the lineup. They need to go out and add pitching. And I do believe they will be buyers in the next 3 weeks. And the fact of the matter is all they got to do, just maintain right now. Go out and get some W's against Pittsburgh. I'm not saying, and you know, we all know Pittsburgh's in a bit of a rebuild, but these are games that they can handle. Let's shake this one off, go out there, get some W's, get back to 500. We get to the end of the week, hopefully over 500. They go to the All-Star game. They come back ready to go. Hopefully Alex has a plan for the second half and for the trade deadline. Braves can make a run. 4.5 games is nothing.
It's not over yet. We still got, like I say it every year, and I know Travis Jordan, who we had on last week, and he did the Braves focus with us, was very upset with the way I was feeling because the Braves don't do this, the Braves don't do that. I'm a Braves fan.
And I get it.
I grew up with the 60s to the middle 70 Yankees. How bad can it be? I grew up, you know, the Yankees were all world.
Oh, I'm a Cubs fan. I've seen a lot more crap than you.
All right. So. We don't want to talk about 69 and the Black Cat. I got you.
Oh, I just had to do that. That just made me laugh. So anyway.
We got 69, buddy, with the amazing Mets who came back from the Cubs' big lead there. But we won't go into that either.
We all know what happened. I was negative 14, and I still don't like it.
So, all right. Any Move number on. Two in the books? The Braves are in the All-Star game. Check it out. You got to love Freeman, Albies, and you got to love Acuna. Acuna Matata, you know what I mean?
Yes, Ronald Acuna. Acuna Matata, indeed.
Inning number three. We got to talk about the Savannah Bananas. We don't have a guest this week. They're on the road. Okay, it's Tuesday night. Last Tuesday night, we lucked out. They didn't have a game. But last Wednesday night, we went live. Hey, you can check that out on YouTube. Go to the Call of the Monster Sports Report. We
One
went
of the
live.
Best ones we've done.
Tyler Gillum was great, the manager.
You just got to know with that guy.
You just got to know how to flip the switch. You got to know when you got to play baseball and when you got to entertain people. So it was a great, great interview. But 23-3, Kyle, is that insane?
No, they're just flat out. They're starting off 4-0, you know, in the second half. We know what they did, you know, in the first half. They go 19-3. And I mean, they just keep rolling. That is one of the strongest teams in the entire Coastal Plains League. And I mean, and they have a lot of fun doing it. I mean, we talked with the skipper last week. That's one of the most fun interviews I think we've done, you know, in the last 4 years. But they had the 4th of July game, you know, it's a Sandlot game. Fireworks, the whole shebang-a-bang last week, Bark in the Park. And, I mean, they got a pretty cool schedule coming up here, including one of my favorite ones, and that's St. Patrick's Day coming up next week. But, yeah, last week going out there, and, I mean, it's crazy. They went out there and beat the Pagan by the same score that they the score matched the record they had in the first half, beating their hated rivals from up the road here.
I mean, it's always that, but the only team to give them three losses is the Megan Bacon. So you go figure it out.
Know thy enemy, but the Bananas are having fun and they're winning a lot of ball games.
I mean, and some of the stats are off the chart too. You know that.
Yeah, absolutely. Pitching, they're absolutely crushing the ball. We know how hard it is to hit it into that deep part of, you know, historic Grayson Stadium. They're getting it done.
Getting it done big time. So Savannah Bananas having a great season. Kyle Luigs, he was a guest, Richmond Hill guy. Bill Leroy. I mean, these guys have been there for 4 years, and you're never going to hear about this again. God forbid, we don't want any more COVID, but you'll never find another situation where you're going to have a college baseball player playing 4 years in a college wooden bat league. You know that.
Yeah, you're not going to see it. I mean, Lord willing, I mean, if, you know, they truly have the skills, I hope they find their way to continue in baseball, you know, in some way, hopefully get drafted. Because, hey, the CPL, they send – I mean, you just go and look on the Coastal Plains website. They're sending guys to the major leagues. They're getting the at-bats. They're getting the innings. This is one of the top college wood-bat leagues in the country.
I mean, you know, Cole Kitchen is having an unbelievable year for the Bananas out of Santa Clara University.
Santa Clara.
Out in the California land. This kid in 40 at bats is 16 for 40. He's batting 400. Okay. And then Mr. Obrist, okay.
Oh, we talked about him.
I mean, the guy is such power is unbelievable. I mean, he's off the chart. Dan Obrist, okay. He's batting 364, you know, three home runs, 22 RBI. I mean, these two guys are just off the chain. And, you know, then, you know, some of those other guys, the statistics are unbelievable.
Yeah, they really are. And I mean, it's bolstering their chances of continuing beyond the collegiate, the NCAA, NAIA ranks. You know, it's getting them the look. You see that. Scouts see that. Scouts come to Bananas games. Major League Baseball scouts. And I just think it's great. And they've got a good schedule coming up here. They got two more games this week. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read it off for our fans.
Go right ahead.
All right. So on the 8th, 2 days from today, they will be taking on the Macon Bacon. That's a Thirsty Thursday game here at Grayson Stadium. And they'll also be taking on the 10th, they'll be taking on Florence. And next week, this is a good one, against the Lexington County Blowfish, the Bananas will be doing their St. Patrick's Day in July. And that's right, they will be wearing the kilts.
Did you get tickets?
I've actually got a buddy that's got some tickets, and I'm going to see if I can squeeze one out of him here. So we'll see about that.
I mean, they're sold out. The only game that's not sold out is when?
I was about to say, look at the whole season. I just looked at this week. I didn't think anything was still available.
Yeah, the first playoff game on August 1st.
All right, tried to set you up a little bit for that one, but any hoodles. So, yeah, heck of a start for the Nanners.
All right, we're moving right along here. It's a short show, All-Star week. So most teams only got about 4 or 5 games left for the first half. Of course, we have to say the All-Star game breaks it up to a first half and second half, even though they played over the 81-game limit. So we'll go from there. But it's inning number 4. It's baseball trivia time. Yes, I know the Fanatic is 7-2-2. Okay, in the 11 meetings we had so far, this is number 12, okay? So the coach has got to beat him. So here's the rules. We play 2 innings, okay? 2 questions, and then we'll go to a tiebreaker if we're tied.
If need
and if nobody wins that, it ends up at a tie. That's why it's 7-2-2. It doesn't matter to us, okay? All right, you go first. Throw it at me.
Okay, all right. And you know what? You mentioned this a little bit earlier. Ronald Acuna is the first second baseman with multiple All-Star appearances for the Atlanta Braves since who? You got to go back to your youths.
Second baseman for the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah. The last second baseman to make multiple All-Star games for the Braves.
And I have to go back to my youth. That's during the 60s?
That's late 60s, early 70s. Now, they did win a division. They did win that NL West back in 69. So this is a guy who had a good career. It's certainly not a Hall of Famer, but it might be a name you remember, and I think he might have played for your Mets.
1969. I know there was Hank Aaron, and the Mets were
in 69 and 71.
The Mets weren't supposed to beat the Braves. They were touted as they were going to go down, and that was the best out of 5, right? It was 3 out of 5 for that back then.
No, you're talking about the World Series in 69. They played Baltimore.
No, I'm talking about the division championship.
Yeah, the division championship, yes.
Was so the best out of 5.
Yeah, the Braves, the Braves play the Mets, yes. So this would have been a guy you would have seen.
Braves, who played for the 1969 Braves?
69 and 71.
Base. Was Eddie Matthews still playing third base?
Honestly, man, I think he hung it up by 69.
And you said he did come back and he played with the Mets.
I think he did make an appearance with the Mets.
I think I might have just – I gotta be honest with you. I mean, the only guy I can think of, it starts with an F. I really.
Oh, you're gonna love this. You give?
Okay, I'm gonna take a shot in the dark. Felix Mian.
You got it. You did it.
And he played for the Mets later on in his career.
Oh my gosh! All right, well done, Coach. Man,
a little pressure on you, buddy.
All right, what you got?
Okay, this occurred on opening day, April 2nd, 2017. That had never happened before on opening day. Can you tell me what was so special about that day? Never happened before.
Okay, that never happened on opening day. 2 no-hitters.
You're close, but it was 2 home runs by a pitcher.
Oh! Yeah, I never would have gotten that one, dude.
Baumgartner.
Oh, mad bum. All right. So you got the lead. Okay.
I'm up 1-0.
All right. Now here's one.
Go ahead.
Name the only player to win a World Series in 3 different decades.
Win a World Series in 3 different decades.
Not giving you the decades. Just think it through.
And it has to be a player.
It's a player. I that said that player.
They had to play in that decade.
They had to have played in that decade.
So that leaves Yogi Berra out.
Yeah, it would.
All right, let's see. Three different decades. Three different decades.
To win a World Series.
And he won a World Series.
You have to say win, because if you said participated, Yogi would have been right. But we're not doing that.
I'm going to go with Mr. November, Reggie Jackson.
That's a good one. He did not win any in the 80s. Jim Palmer, Baltimore Orioles. 66, 70, and 83. I didn't even have to look up the years. I already knew it.
I was close. I know Reggie had two.
Yeah, he did. He did. Well played. Okay, so here we go.
Bottom, you don't get this. You lose.
I know.
Okay.
Knock it to me there.
Who holds the record for the most inside-the-park home runs in baseball? NL and AL.
So I got to name two players in both leagues.
One player holds the record, and it's in the NL. It's not in the AL. The AL, we know Ty Cobb came up short. He was two home runs short, but it's somebody from an NL team, and he also played for your Cubbies. And I'm going to give you the number. This guy had 55 inside-the-park home runs.
Dear, oh, my goodness. I feel like 55, you would have to go back quite a ways.
Right.
Johnny Evers.
Close. I don't know if you ever heard of this guy. I didn't, but he played for the Louisville Colonels, the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Chicago Cubs, and the Cincinnati Red Stockings. Jesse Burkett.
Yes, he did. And he also played for the old Baltimore Orioles in the 1890s. Take the W, Coach. Take my shirt. You win.
I got the W. Win number three for the coach.
All right. 7-3-2. And this was a good one, Coach.
I love you, Felix Mion.
Yep. That got you. I thought that was going to get you. I said, unless I get the pride of East Rockaway to go back to his childhood to get that one, I've got this in the bag.
I know. I gave you a Cubby one yesterday with the Comiskey Park with the first All-Star game.
So, oh, that was a White Sox one, but I know my city.
It's still Chicago. It's the Cubs, White Sox, just like the Mets and Yankees. Who cares? Yeah. If you follow the Cubs, you know about the White Sox. If you follow the White Sox, you know about the Cubs, right?
That's pretty accurate. Know thy enemy.
So you looking forward to next Tuesday night, the All-Star game?
Always do. I've only been able to go to one. I got to go with my dad, 1990 at Wrigley Field, and it's always a treat. Great to see everybody get healthy. I still have fun watching the Home Run Derby. It's still a treat. And just be fun to watch a normal All-Star game. And I'll certainly be watching next Tuesday at 2. Or, excuse me, around 8 o'clock.
Around 8 o'clock, not at 2 o'clock, about 8 o'clock. So, all right, quickly, do you love – this is the last question I got for you. Do you love that this game has no implications anymore?
Yeah, I do. It really should be just the, hey, you did good. It's a reward. Let's go out and have fun. Let's put on a show for the fans. Let's do the derby. Go out there, sign some autographs, have a good time. And the fact of the matter is, let's get some rest for, you know, all these great players out there so we can have a good second half.
Okay, last thing. What has been the most positive thing about baseball so far in the first half of MLB 2021 for you?
I don't know. I think that it's not even so much positive, but it's just been fun. There's a lot of no-hitters. I love watching a no-hitter. And there's been seven. I mean, and the fact – yeah, my Cubs got a, you know, they got the combined one and then everything kind of, well, okay. That was fun for me for a day. And then we went on that 10-game skid. But I will say just going out and being like, I could see a no-hitter tonight. This is crazy. What about you?
People are back in the ballpark and the ballpark is alive and kicking. That's been the most fun for me. COVID-19, I mean, we're getting down to the end of it. People are allowed in the park, 100% attendance. Mm-hmm. What more do you want? It's back to playing baseball.
It feels normal again. It makes me happy, and I'd give anything to be able to get in a major league stadium this year, and goodness knows I'm going to try. So good start, good half. You know, we'll get back to you with our we're definitely going to have a fun All-Star Game show next week as we take the break. And good show tonight, Coach. Enjoyed this one.
Always a lot of fun, but as all I can say is show me that T-shirt again. I got the W. I got the W.
Live the W, Coach.
And I'll fly that Cubby W flag any day of the week when I beat the baseball fanatic.
There you go. You've earned it.
All right, don't forget, out in the Soundgarden, there's always a plethora of music, okay? Is that the right SAT word to use there, buddy?
I believe the term is plethora.
All right, what's on tap? Don't forget, tonight, Rubbin' and Grubbin' on Facebook Live, on YouTube Live. Go to Rubbin' and Grubbin' on YouTube. Go to Coach's Corner on Facebook to watch the show tomorrow night with Brandon Bain, the Atlanta man, the NASCAR wizard. He knows everything about NASCAR. And also tomorrow night, don't forget, it's Pub Star Trivia. We should go one night, see who can beat who in that.
I'd love to go.
Pub Star Trivia every Wednesday night at Coach's Corner, 7 o'clock. Don't forget, breakfast is back Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 10:30. Saturday, it starts at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 7 to 10:30. And Saturday, 8 to 10:30, we got breakfast back at Coach's Corner. All right, Thursday night, open mic night with Mr. Tommy Holland. It's been a packed house every Thursday night. We got a lot of local people coming down there, showing their talents. Remember, Thursday night, open mic night at Coach's Corner. Friday night, hey, we got Parts and Labor coming in from Macon. What famous band came from the Macon area there, big guy? Sweet Melissa. No luck.
The Allman Brothers.
Oh, there you go. I just make sure you want you. Okay, so we got the tribute band called Parts and Labor, but they will go with a little Grateful Dead. They will go with a little funk. They will go with a little jazz. Hey, but they're going to have Allman Brothers. That's Southern rock to its truest right there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Saturday night. Let's see how good with this with trivia you are there, Mr. Music Man. Purple Madness. Who would that be for?
Purple Madness? I got to go Prince.
It's the Prince Tribute Band. So go to Eventbrite. Get your tickets. So we have three nights of music. Catch it at Coach's Corner. Well, let's get out of here. You're listening to the Who's on First Base Major League Podcast with the coach, Carl Gamazzi. And who are you?
I am the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson.
Remember, whatever you're doing today or tomorrow, always hit it at the park. And until next week, when we talk again, may it be your best week ever.
Have a good one, Coach.